Today's learning from the Mishnah Chacham Litz Shem Shai Moshe Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Azriel Yisrael Nachmar Moshe Beschus for Shlaima Chai Moshe Malka Mem Bracha Bas Sarah Malka Matihitzam Efei Gudina Beschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So continuing on Simon Reishon on Gimel Sif Beis, continuing in this long Ramah for those inside, we're on page 44 in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, on the second to last line of the Ramah. Now, here comes the Rama and throws another curveball that the last curveball he threw was made things much more kulidic. Now, here he's going to bring a shita that's actually much more chumradic. It's going to be hard to understand that when you read the Rama, we'll wait until we get into the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah will explain it. Yes, Shaimran, there are those who say, the chol shehu samach l'chashecha, if it's close to the evening, I samach lebarchu, or close to barchu, which meaning if you're making early Shabbos, shehu kabbalah Shabbos l'didan, that's when they were makabel Shabbos, im hu samach kol kach shem nitzdanen hakedere yefshel aticha mebayd yayim, it's close enough that you cannot, if the pot would be totally cooled off, you would no longer have the time to heat it up before Shabbos, dinoi kemoi b'Shabbos atzmai, the halacha is that it's that according to the Shita, that all these rules, and we'll, like I said, we'll go into the Moshe Brewer, we'll go into a little bit more, that all these rules of Chazara and possibly even some rules of Shia is already apply, not Shabbos, but already apply from before Shabbos if it's close enough that if the pot was cold, you would no longer. So let's say it takes a half hour to warm up the pot. And and it's 30 minutes before Shabbos, all these rules would start applying even before Shabbos. Va'minig lahakol, says the Rama, the minig is to be mekel. Ach toiv lahachem machmein tzarech kol kach. Okay, but it's better to be machmer. Okay, let's see what all this means. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, Imrim. In order to understand what the Rama is telling us, we have to be marach a little bit. And the Mishnah Berurah explains to us. The Tosas and the Rosh and others that hold like them, according to the Ashita, the rules of Chazara can actually apply before Shabbos. Okay? What does that mean? If I took it off the Kira, or well, our Tanurim, which has a din like a Kira, although we said that there's certain cases that I'm allowed to leave the pot even on an open fire, but according to the Shita, I wouldn't be able to allow to be machzer the pot unless I have the blech on, even from before Shabbos. Okay? That's Taisa Shita. Now they ask on the Taisus and the Rosh, in Cain, that's Rina Lahachsa, Philip Erev Shabbos, that it's also to return it even on Erev Shabbos. Im Yisalik HaKadarim and Akirib Erev Shabbos Bashkam, Allah Yelach Lahachsa. So what's the cutoff line? So I took the pot off in the morning. I can no longer put it on. How does that work? The Eze Shears Man, Nasu Chachamaz, what's the cutoff line? Umasku, they come out. Im Usamach Lachashecha Kokach, Achim Hoyakar, this pot was cold. I wouldn't be able to warm it up. That if I don't have the blech, I can't put it back on the fire. So according to this, I have my soup, and it's warm. It's not totally cold. And I want to warm it up on my fire, or put it on my fire. According to Shita, I'm not allowed to put it on my fire into Shabbos. Because if I allow you to do it 10 minutes before this man, you're going to do it on Shabbos too. The kulach ad gezera here, and therefore, according to Taisus, this gezera that your fire has to be covered is not only applying on Shabbos, but even before Shabbos, according to the Shita. Ube Shabbos also Shem Yechata. Since on Shabbos I can't put it on the fire because of Shem Yechata, not even leave it on the fire, I can't even do it before Shabbos. V'chol zehu dasa yashayimer shaskira rima. This is the Shita that the Rama is breaking down over here. Yesh mekilin hu das Rashi v'siyata. Rashi argues. The sviru, the like gazra chazara, kima chachashecha, there's no is of chazara unless it's already Shabbos, according to Rashi. I samach lebarchu, so now we can go, what does that mean? Bismanamay nagaloy barchu bahegdim, they would say barchu early, they would make early Shabbos. The kamashulan, the kivan, ayyadei barchu, kabbalah Shabbos, havak Shabbos gomer. They're just telling us that if you make early Shabbos, then all the rules that apply to Shabbos apply even from whenever you make early Shabbos. According to the Shittas of Tosfos, let's say you need a half hour. The half hour will apply from whenever you're accepting Shabbos, not from when nighttime comes. Now the Magen Avraham argues. He says that this extra chumrah dikshir, the halacha that Tosfos and the Rosh hold, is only applying before Hashecha. It doesn't apply if I'm making early Shabbos. You measure it from nighttime. If it's so close, hey, no, afilu kaidem shkiyas achamein is his man. Even if it's a certain amount of time before shkia, dinai kamei b'Shabbos, we start treating it as if it's Shabbos already. Not that you can't put something on the blech, but it needs to have a blech on it. You can't put something on a fire. That even Tosfos agrees that before Shabbos, I don't need the Data Lachsa, or I don't need the Oida B'yadei. The Chai Lagamri, if it's completely raw, Shari Lachsa, Samach L'chashecha, Mamash Achilu L'Ene Grufa K'tuma, and even Tosfos agrees that if something is totally raw, it's the same as we learned earlier. Since it's totally raw, I'm a Siach Das from it for tonight, I'm not eating it till tomorrow, we don't even have the rules of Grufa K'tuma, K'maycha Kasav Sif Aleph, okay? So I finish cooking it, and I want to leave it on the fire until the evening meal, the Suda. That if I took it off before Shabbos, I can't put it back on if it's not, doesn't have a blech. Then you could take it off. The gzera is that I might return it on Shabbos, right? But since it's not yet cooked, of course I wouldn't return on Shabbos. I allow you to put a partially cooked food on Erev Shabbos. You're not going to go because of that and do it on Shabbos. And there are those who are machme even in that case. So we'll get to the summary over here. According to the Tosfos, I shouldn't take my pot off the fire and put it into the oven or the after tanish lana dina kakira bakira gufa yesh lahachmala deyazu. The imhu garfa katam muta after Shabbos. If it's garfa katam, it's you can do on Shabbos. So, very interesting shita that Tosfos has over here. So, we learned early on in this simon that if I have a pot that's a special called tsarachai, mitzdamik virala, or maybe even according to the second shita that if it's maichel ben desai, I'm allowed to leave it on the fire. However, that's only if I left it on. If I take it off 20 minutes before Shabbos, there's not enough time for that pot to heat up before Shabbos. According to the Shita, I'm not allowed to do it unless I put the blech on. So according to this, if I have the soup warming on the fire, 10 minutes before Shabbos, I take it off, and then I realize, oh, I got another 10 minutes. I want to get more heat into it. I can't put it back on the fire. So again, like the Rama says, that's Toiv L'Hachmer, but if there's a Tzairich, you can definitely be Samech on the on Rashi. Okay, now let's go a little bit further in the Rama. But Dafka Gabakira Mamish, this that Tosfos is being machma, that's only directly on the fire. Avalismech to put it next to it, Afilasamachlesh, Bemakum Shayatsa Ledisboy, Shari, that if it's close, you're allowed to. Afilasamachle Hashekha, even if it's almost the nighttime, Ubataner, the Ramah's talking about Diatanurum, and Chilik Ben Lahaksov, Alismechetzlai, there's no difference. But Dafka Makum Shayatsa Ledisboy. A tanner has a more chomer dik, so as long if it's in a place that's yatzaledes, we treat the smichah next to it the same as on top of it. Avol ena yatzaledes by shari ashel filav shabbos kodesh v'avol kamusim shin yudches. If it's an area that's not yatzaledes, then you can do it even on Shabbos. So let's go back to the mishabura over here. Al gabe kira mamish henu b'dibizeh yesh oisrin chazara samach chazecha. If I'm putting it directly on the fire, no blech. That's what Tosfos is saying, yes, I can't do that right before Shabbos. So let's go practical. You're stuck somewhere in a hotel for Shabbos, right, that has a kitchenette, and you kashered your stove over there, and you bought a longer pot, and you don't have a blech. So you called up, you asked the shiloh, what should you do? Okay, you have a pot, it's stomach viraloi, it's totally cooked, or whatever psak you get, you can leave it directly on the fire. 10 minutes before this man, you pull it off the fire, you can't put it back on according to this shita. The makom sheyatzei ledesbay, the e ain hayatzei ledesbay, a filu b'shabbos shari. He says this chumrah is only in directly on, but if it's next to it, if it's yatzei ledes on a tanner, you can't. On a, I'm sorry, kira, you could. On a tanner, you can. Samach Hashaycha Fila Nitzana Lagamri. When you're doing it samach, next to it, you can even put it there if it's completely cold. V'loy Nitzana Lagamri Fila B'Shabbos Shari. You can go ahead and put it there even on Shabbos. G'moy Shekasu B'Simin Shin Yud Ches Sipta Zvav Be'Agaz. We're going to see later on when we get to Shin Yud Ches. I said that's really where the core of Bishul is. Ubatanar, when it comes to a Tana, in Chilak Hena Batanar Shel Zman HaTalmud, he's just telling us again, not talking about our Tanur, talking about their Tanur, which got extremely, extremely hot. Kfakosav Zev HaShulchan Aruch Pasif Aleph, it's already mentioned, L'sham Eri Linyin Shehoya Shia, V'kam Eri Linyin Chazara, there, he's talking about Shira, here he brings it again, because of Chazara, Tanurim, Shalana, Shepsuchim, and Atzad, Hem Kekira, our ovens that are open on the side are like a Kira, and it doesn't have the din of a Tana. So let's take a few minutes. We're not going to cover everything. Let's take a few minutes and let's just try to do a quick recap and then a practical summary of what we should be doing and what we should not be doing. Okay. And again, as I've said many times, this is not halacha lemaisa, but just based on what we learned. Okay. So it's a very long sif, and both Aleph and Beis had a lot of information. So as we started off, leaving something directly on an open fire, there are certain cases that you're allowed to. Our minig in general in Klal Yisrael is we do not leave anything on an open fire on Shabbos. We always make sure to have a blech. If you're stuck in a situation that you can have an open fire and that's your only way that you can have hot food for Shabbos, you should ask a shayla. There are certain cases that you could. There are certain cases that you can't. We went through this very, very much in Sif Aleph. We're not going to go through it now again. Now, Tazara. I have something on the blech before Shabbos. And we're not going to talk now if I have something in the oven and I want to put it back in the oven. That's a separate question. But I have something on the blech or something in the oven. I want to take it out of the oven and put it on the blech for on Shabbos. Okay, so I have my challah. I want to take some challah Friday night. And I want to take it off and then put it back on. What is the best way to do it? So number one, the best way is the ultimate way. If you want to be yoytzet all shittas, keep it in your hand. You should actually be holding on to it. And you should be daita lachza, you should have intention to put it back, and you should make sure before before it's nitzdan and lagamri, before it gets completely cold. That is the best way. B'shas adchag, we have the Ran, who says, yes, you need that it's not nitzdan and lagamri, that everybody agrees, it still has to be warm, but if you didn't do the daita lachza, and you didn't do oida b'yada, you have the Ran that you are able to put it back on. Now, if you can't, there is at a minute, if you want to meet the medium shita, not the for whatever reason you can't do everything, at a minimum you should either have oida b'yaday or you should have daita lachzer, one of the two. Now when it comes to oida b'yaday, there is the best way. Okay, so again, if, at a minimum we should have either daita lachzer or oida b'yaday if possible. Now when it comes to oida b'yaday, okay, oida b'yaday, the best oida b'yaday is that you're holding on to it. It's in your hand, right? You lifted it up. It's not a very heavy pot. It's in your hand and you're holding on to it. That is the ultimate oida b'yaday. That is the best way to do it. However, there is different levels of oida b'yaday. If it's a very heavy pot and you have no other choice, right? So then you can have oida b'yaday where you put it down in a place that you don't normally put a pot on. That's one way of doing it. Or you can go ahead and put it on the counter, but you still keep a hand on it, right? So you took a very heavy crock pot, take it out, but you keep a hand on it. But there is even better, according to one shita, you should keep a hand on it, but actually keep it lifted up a little bit on one side. So if you don't have a choice, it's very heavy and you have to put it down, you should, l'chol hapachas, try to keep a hand on it. And if you didn't, as long as you're daita lachzer, you have the shitas that you can be samech on to put it back. And again, if you really need to, and you didn't have in mind Daita Lachzer, and you didn't hold on to it, you have the sheet of the Ran that you are able to put it back. Of course, putting it back is only onto a pot fire with a blech. You cannot put it back onto an exposed fire ever. You can never put anything back on an exposed fire. So using our case, you're stuck in a hotel, you don't have a blech, and you called your rabbi said, okay, Shasat Chag, you have no choice, you can leave a pot on the fire, you should... That there, your chazara will be impossible. Now, I want to move on to one other thing that we really didn't get into the details, but it's important, and the hints to this were in this sif. We're going to do more of it later on. A lot of it when we get to Shin Yud Ches, but it's very important. We have a blech. Okay, what can I do? What's considered on the blech? What's considered off the blech? When can I add things to the blech? So just to understand on a very basic level, there's three areas to the blech, okay? There is what when the Rav gave the shir, he called it area A, B, and C. Area A is right on top of the fire. Area B is next to the fire, meaning that if I put a pot there, it will heat up to Yatzeled. So ultimately, if I leave it there long enough, it will start boiling. And then this area C, if you have a big blech, the furthest part of the blech, that if I put food on it, it probably won't even reach Yatzeledes. That's in most typical big blechs, you have area, obviously it depends a lot on the size of your fire. You have a very large fire, then the whole blech is going to get piping hot. But normally we do a small fire, so you can have some pots closer, some blechs further. You don't want to burn your food, but you can usually this area A, which is right on top of the fire, area B is next to it where when you put a pot on it, it will ultimately get to Yatzeledes, and area C is where it will not get into Yatzeledes. It's warm, but it won't get to Yatzeledes. Now, there'll be more discussion, the difference between area A and B, but for right now, for most of the halachas we learned so far, area A and B is the same thing, okay? Being considered Shia, that it's on the blech before Shabbos, it has to either be in area A or area B. So if it was in area A or B, okay, and I moved it to area C, I'm allowed to move it back to area A or B because that's Chazara, okay? So as long as it was before Shabbos, it was area A or B, I can move it to area C, right? I should have Daita Lachzer. According to the Rav, that if it's in area C, even if you don't have your hands on it, that's considered Oida B'yada because you're showing your intention, it's considered Daita Lachzer, you're showing your intention that you plan on moving it back. So if it was in area A or B, that means I did Shia, I left it on before Shabbos. Therefore, if I move it to area C, I can now move it to area A or B. If I started off Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, I left my pot in area C, that's not called Shia. That's very important to note. Okay, so you made yourself a ribeye roast for Friday night, right? Now you don't want your ribeye roast to get more than medium rare, which is you cooked it perfectly. So you leave it in area C. You're not, and now comes to the meal, you want to move it into area A or B. You can't do that because that was not Shia. That was in area C. So if you want to, so therefore, if you started Shabbos in area C, you can't go to A and B. You started A and B and you moved it to area C, then going to A and B is Chazara, which is fine. That's something that you're allowed to do. Okay. Now, two last points on this, which is very important. So let's say you have something. You really don't want to keep it in area A and B because you think it's going to get overdone. But you want to have the ability that when you're ready to eat it, to move it into area B so it warms up a little bit more, right? Practically speaking, the piece of meat that is already fully cooked and you don't want it to cook too much. The only way to do that is you have to leave it in area B when Shabbos comes in, right? And you tell your wife that as soon as it's Seisei Kechavim, because you went to shul, as soon as it's Seisei Kechavim, move it to area C. With Daitai Lachzer, leaving an area C is Daitai Lachzer. And then, as long as it's still slightly warm, which it will be, by the time you're ready to eat your main course, now you have the ability to move it back to area B. Very important. But if I started it out in area C, then you would not be allowed to move it to area A or B. The last part about it is, now it comes, what happens if you want to put something on the blech on Shabbos that wasn't there beforehand? Okay, so on to area C, okay? Many people are knowing not to put anything onto the blech. But if you want to, right, you can go ahead and you can put some, let's say your challah, you want to warm it up a little, Shabbos morning, you can put it into area C. But the area A and B, if it wasn't there before Shabbos, you should not be putting anything into area A or B on Shabbos if it wasn't there before Shabbos. Even in area A, I'm sorry, even in area C, if it's something that has a liquid that gelled up, as many sheet as now you put into area C, it's going to liquefy and become not gel. As many sheet as a whole, you shouldn't be doing that at all. So really, if something's a dava lach, you shouldn't be putting it onto the blech at all. Something's a totally a dava yavish, then you can put it into area C, according to many sheet. Like I said, depends on your minik. Some people are knowing not to do that at all. And then the last thing is, if you want to put a dava yavish on top of a pot, that a dava yavish that's completely cooked already, so you have a piece of your shalmei kugel and you want to put it on top of your pot, there it's not derech bishul over there, clearly, because it's on top of the pot, and it's a dava yavish, you're not creating any Bishul over there, there, according to most shitas, you'd be allowed to put up. So I think that was a basic summary. I know we went a little over time, but that's a basic summary of everything that we learned till now. And Amir Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Shkoyach.
Thank you for having me.